Right. What's your name?
I'm Kenneth Kelsey. I'm 86 years and 8 months old. I'm retired now, but before I retired, I was a charter secretary and a barrister.
All right. So can I actually ask, you've just told me your age, but when were you actually born? What's your date of birth, if you don't mind?
5th of July 1923.
Lovely. And where were you born and where did you grow up?
East Ham, now called Newham, in East London. And I lived there until I joined the RAF in 1942.
Right. And what did your parents do when you were young?
I was the third of seven children, so that was my mother's occupation. And my father was a cigarette machine operator. That is when he was in work. But I remember there were years during the 1930s when he was out of work. So we were very poor.
Mm. Now, starting with primary school, what sort of school did you go to start with?
At the age of five, I went to the Kensington Avenue Mixed Infant School till I was eight, and then to the Essex Road Boys School until I was 11.
And at the first one, the Kensington Avenue,
yes,
School, what can you remember what kind of history you were taught there?
I've got no recollection of being taught history at the infant school or in the junior school. Although I know that I was taught history at the junior school because I've got one report from there which gives me 9 out of 10 for history, but I can't remember anything about it at all.
Okay, that's fine. And were you at that school, that's the second school, were you there till you were 11?
Till I was 11, yeah.
And if not, yes, so you were there till you were 11, and then what happened when after 11?
Passed the scholarship and went to Raines Foundation School for boys, which was in Stepney.
Mm-hmm.
So we travelled by tram from East Ham to Stepney every day. Most of the, about a third of the boys at Raines, because it was in Stepney, were Jewish, because Stepney was a Jewish enclave.
Oh, right.
And the other two thirds were Gentiles.
And what sort of history, can you remember, were you taught there when you first went there?
Yes, we were told that the general school certificate, that was the aim of our education there, was 1485 to 1815.
Right.
And that was the history period that lasted throughout those 5 years at Raines.
All right, so you went just through chronologically.
I thought we did, but when I was looking at the history notebooks and my history homework for the last 2 or 3 years of my schooling, I realised that we didn't go through it.
Oh.
In sequence. Unless, of course, some of the later homeworks and essays were revision.
Right. So, can you remember what you were taught in the first year? That was the 14... Did you start the school certificate course from year 11?
From age 11, yeah. Mm.
Right, so you probably started with 1485.
1485, yes.
Right, and how were the teachers teaching it? Or can you remember any, how they were? Do they just talk to you?
I used to think that it was the same history master throughout the 5 years. But again, looking at the school reports that I've got, I realised that in the first year it was a different history master.
Right.
And I've got no recollection of him at all. But from age 12 onwards, it was the same history master, Major Edwin Horn, a lovely man, quite neat, rather small, had a pointed nose which was red at the end, and I think it was dyspepsia more than alcoholism, but he was a lovely man. He taught orally. There were no visits. The only visits that we've had from the school that I remember were from the geography master, but from none of the others. So he taught from the front, and he would lecture us about a period, and then when we had got through one subject, then he would ask us to make notes in our notebooks of the bullet points for that particular lesson. And from my notebook I see that I used to do that in printed letters rather than script,
mm-hmm.
So that the revision that I had to do would be in print. And then the other thing that he made us learn by heart were the dates of the monarchs and two bull points for that period. So, for example, I remember Edward VII, 1485, 1509, Star Chamber, foreign marriages. Henry VIII, 1509, am I right? 1509, 1547, Wolsey in power, breach with Rome. And the idea was that if we went into the exam room with those bullet points, it didn't matter what the question was, we knew the salient features of that monarch's reign. Clearly, the aim was to get us to pass the exam. And looking back on it, I think that's one of the criticisms that I have about history. We were taught to pass the exam in history. Not to have a wider understanding of the subject, but 1485 to 1815, we'd be able to answer any question that was given to us.
And did you have textbooks at all? And if so, can you remember?
I can't remember, but in looking through the my exercise book, I see that I have got a quote for page so-and-so MacGrady.
Right.
But I can't remember that. And later on there is a note to look up the life of Wolsey. So presumably there were other books.
Right.
But they don't stick in my mind. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, yes. Right, well, you've said there were no trips out at all, and I've got a question here about films, TV and radio, but I presume
there were radio
was coming in, wasn't it?
But there were no visual or audio aids at all.
Right.
It was, you listened to the master. If he had a map over the blackboard, you could look at that. But basically, you took it in from what he was saying, and you read the book, and you did your homework, and that was it.
Right, okay. And were there any, on the walls, did you have any pictures or anything? Any sort of, was there a history room that you went to, or did you just stay in your classroom?
Stayed in the classroom, and the teachers came to us. That's not so with the geography room. The geography room was well equipped, and the method of teaching geography was completely different. I've got reams of cipher-styled notes that the geography master distributed, but not for history.
And you stayed on at school after?
No, I left in 1939.
When you were, 16?
16.
Right, but you did school certificate at school.
Yes.
And you chose to do history, did you?
I've still got the general school certificate exam papers. There were 12, were 12 subjects. I think there were three papers on English and three on maths, and the others were history, geography, physics, French and German.
Right. But you had a choice or not?
No.
You didn't. No. You had to do history at your school. Right. So when you started the school certificate program, as it were, it was just a continuation of what you'd already done, because you'd already been doing school certificate really from age 11.
Yeah.
Is that right? It wasn't the last 2 years at all.
No. Although there must have been an increase in the tempo, because it's the last 2 years that I've kept all of the notebooks and the homework from.
Yes.
So
yeah.
There must have been, it must have been drummed into us that these were the 2 years that mattered.
Yep. Okay. So you didn't stay on to the sixth form at all?
No.
So did you didn't do higher school certificates at all?
No.
So out of interest, did you do it later or had
No, because I joined the RAF.
Oh, right.
And when I came out of the services in 1947, I was married, there was a baby on the way, and I had to earn a living.
Right, okay.
So I chose the commercial examinations, the Charter Secretary's exam and the bar exams.
Okay, very good. So going back to school history, do you think it was well taught during the years that you were at school? And do you think the scope of it, as we were talking about earlier, was adequate?
I feel a bit cheated that I was taught history covering a period of just over 300 years, when of course we know the history started a long time before. And I would have liked to have been taught more about ancient history. These became subjects after I had left school that I followed. Egyptian history, Greek history, biblical history. I had to learn these myself. I think the interesting thing about the history that we were taught, we did get an interest, and I suppose that's the best part of education, to make the pupils interested in a subject so that they can pursue it after they have left school. But I would have liked some of the years that I spent at school to have been going over ancient history. As I say, a third of the boys were Jewish, and I'm sure that they were taught biblical history, but we weren't.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. So really, in your view, that's what would have made history teaching more interesting and more thorough, to have had a much broader spectrum and have gone right back.
Yes. The way we were taught history didn't give us any date lines. I mean, in say 1600, what else was happening in the rest of the world? We knew what was happening in England because that's what we were taught. And it was only in the Georgian period that America came onto the scene.
Right.
And I know this now, but as a boy, I didn't. I thought I was being taught history. And now I realise it was a section of history.
Yeah, interesting. Well, that leads on in a sense to my next question, which is, do you think the history that you were taught at school helped you to feel proud of being British in any way?
When I saw that question, I smiled, because that's a question for a modern schoolboy. It has got no relevance at all to a schoolboy in the 1930s. We were proud. Everyone was patriotic. We were aware of our nationality. Today it's different, and that question is relevant, but it wasn't relevant in 1935. The thought never occurred to us.
Right, so there was no need at all.
No need. We were patriotic. You've got to remember that the war had ended, 1918 to 1934. It's only 16 years.
Mm.
And our fathers were in the war, our uncles, grandfathers, members of the family had been killed in the war. It was ever present.
Interesting. And what would you say sticks in your memory most from your history lessons?
This lovely old man, Edwin Horne. I've seen the notes that he put on my homework. Very, very kind notes, suggesting the alteration of a word. For example, I used the word in one homework, Jacobites, and at the bottom he corrected Jacobites to Jesuits, and said, reserve the word Jacobites for the followers of James and his children after their expulsion in 1688.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have thought that a history master would have let that go.
Mm.
But he didn't. He was pointing out a distinction. And then on one homework that I did, he said, more like an account of the reign than just the legislative phase of it. Don't exceed your mandate on the exam day because, one, you won't have the time, half an hour at most, and two, you won't get in all the points you need. I think he was a lovely old man, and I regret that when I left school I didn't keep in touch with him.
Mm. And have you ever done any more history since you left school? And I think you saw the sort of suggestions, family history or joining the National Trust.
When I retired, we moved to Dorking from Epsom, I helped start up the Dorking U3A, University of the Third Age. So that was about, 18, 19 years ago. And in that time, I've led several classes. One of them, ancient Greek history, biblical history, and aspects of English history. I didn't teach English history. I just listed a couple of dozen subjects and asked each member of the class to take one of those subjects, read it, and then bring it to the class, talk about it, and then we'd discuss it. So there were three of the classes, all biased towards history, though I did teach other classes. During the war I was engaged in Ultra and Enigma code breaking.
Mm.
So one of my classes was on cryptography. And in that, I got my Codebreakers badge last year from GCHQ.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And a certificate signed by Gordon Brown. I could have hoped it's been signed by someone else, but nonetheless, he was the Prime Minister.
Poor man. Very good. And anything else? Are you interested in television programmes about history? Or
oh, yes.
English Heritage.
Yeah, we have members of the National Trust. We do a lot of visits to country houses. I'm part of the architecture group of the U3A, so we visit places for architectural interest, which is partly historical as well. Yes, I've got a mass of history books, Sharma. We record a lot of history programmes from TV. It's a main interest of mine, but by no means the sole interest.
No, sure. And do you think any of your school history has helped in any of this extracurricular activity you've done later, or is it like the ancient history, you've discovered it yourself?
Mm. I had to discover that because it wasn't mentioned, and it was rather... I think the school missed a lot of opportunities. The English Shakespeare play that we were reading at the time was Julius Caesar. So for 5 years, we read Julius Caesar. Didn't occur to anyone that perhaps we ought to know about the Roman Empire.
Well, is there anything else you would like to say about your history teaching that I haven't asked you that you think would be useful or relevant to our study?
It'd be interesting to go through the history homeworks and the exercise books that I've got. Perhaps that might prompt you to ask a few more questions.
Well, maybe I'll thank you now, and then when I've been through them, I can ring you up and we talk a little bit further, which would be excellent. But thank you very much indeed. It's been very interesting.